As we know, last week's Parsha, Parshas Truma, dealt primarily with the construction of the Mishkan. To say what was necessary to build the Mishkan and how the Mishkan should be built. This week's Parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, at least the first part of the Parsha, deals with the Bigdei Kohuna, the Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot, and the four extra Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. The Choshen, the Ephod, the Me'il, and the Tzitz. Regarding the Choshen, that famous breastplate that the Kohen Gadol would wear with 12 precious stones on the Choshen, after describing how it should be made, the Torah says, "Menasa Aaron et Shmot b'nei Yisrael b'Choshen ha-Mishpat al Libo." That Aaron HaKohen will wear the Choshen on his heart. And the next pasuk, V'nasat el Choshen HaMishpat es-Urim v'es-Tumim, inside the fold of the Choshen HaMishpat, they put in the Urim v'Tumim, V'hayu alev Aaron, b'vor lifnei Hashem, and it should be on the heart of Aaron when he comes before Hashem. V'nasa Aaron is mishpat b'nei Yisrael al libo lifnei Hashem tamid. And Aaron will wear the mishpat of b'nei Yisrael on his heart lifnei Hashem. Three times in two psukim, the Torah emphasizes that the choshen is worn on lev Aharon. Why is there this emphasis? Time and time. Okay, we know what the choshen is. Mentioning lev Aharon, lev Aharon. So it reminds us of a story that takes place in Parshat Shmos. Moshe Rabbeinu is by the snare, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him he's the one who's going to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe doesn't want the job. He tries to turn it down for reason one, reason two. Keeps coming up with various, so to speak, excuses. Why Hashem shouldn't appoint him to do this. And according to Chazal, this went on for 7 days. It's a long time to argue with anybody, let alone with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And finally, Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayomer bi Hashem, Shlach na biyat tishlach. Send the one that you usually send. Chazal understood this to mean that Moshe was saying, why don't you send Aharon? After all, Aharon is older than me. He's my older brother. And he's the one who has been leading Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. He's the one who has been their Navi for so long. Appoint him. And evidently Hashem understood that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that if he gets the job, Aharon would be jealous. And Hashem tells him that there's nothing that could be further from the truth. Vayichaf Hashem b'Moshe. Vayomer lo Aaron ochicha alevi yadati ki yidaber yidaber hu. V'gam hu hinei hu yotze likrasecha v'ra'acha v'samach b'libo. When he sees you, when he hears that you're the one, he's going to be happy. But truly happy. You know, sometimes we're in a situation where we're not so happy, and we paste a smile on our faces. But Aaron is going to be sameach belibo. Truly in the depths of his heart, he's going to be so happy that you are the one who is chosen. Says Rashi, according to Gemara in Shabbos, Lo kishata savur shehe makbid alecha shata ola ligdula. Not like you think that he's going to be upset that you're going to become the great leader. Umisham zocha Aaron la'adia choshen hanosun al halev. Because Aaron was truly happy in his heart, therefore he is the one who's going to be zocha to wear the choshen on his heart. See, what's the connection? The Kohen Gadol is going to be the representative of Bnei Yisrael before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he comes in to do the avodah, he's representing all of Bnei Yisrael. And when questions need to be asked of the Urim V'Tumim, he is coming to represent all of Bnei Yisrael. But if you're going to represent Bnei Yisrael, you can't have an ego that's getting in the way. Because when you have an ego that gets in the way, then your focus is on numero uno, and that's me. I'm number one. I'm the most important person. I'm the most important of everybody. But Aaron doesn't have an ego. Aaron puts aside his ego. It's not about him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing someone to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Gevaldik! It's wonderful! Amazing! Who is it? Moshe! Anybody? Great! Well, I need the job! Bnei Yisrael needs to come out of Mitzrayim. It doesn't have to be me. Aaron doesn't have that ego. It's totally subjugated to what's best for Bnei Yisrael. And that's the person who's worthy of representing Bnei Yisrael in the Avodah in the Mikdash and standing before Bnei Yisrael in Mishpat with the Choshen, with the Urim V'Tumim. And therefore Aaron, who's truly Sameach Belibo on Moshe's appointment, Zoche to wear the Choshen al Halev. Rav Nevensol asks a very interesting question. Presumably Aaron, had many instances in his life where he just put aside his ego. It didn't matter to him. And he was truly happy for somebody else, truly willing to give in for anybody. So why is it that the classic case, the main case that the Torah comes up with, is Moshe's relationship with his brother, with Aaron's relationship with his brother Moshe? That may be obvious. Okay, Aaron's happy. At least it's in the family. At least it's Moshe. Why couldn't the Torah have told us about some other instance where Aaron was truly willing to be happy for somebody who's very distant, very foreign to him? He's happy his brother got it. That seems to be the obvious case. But as Rav Nevensol says, human nature is precisely the opposite. It's dafka with those who are closest to us that we sometimes find hardest to be truly happy for. We've all heard of sibling rivalry. Have you ever heard of cousin rivalry? Maybe it exists. But sometimes it's easier to get along with your cousins, to be mevater with the stranger, than it is with your sibling. You might sooner lend your good blouse to a friend than give it to your sister. She should get her own blouse. Why does she need to take mine and get a stain on it? We're not always so willing to be mevater, to subjugate our ego to those who are closest to us. It sometimes happens to those who are closest to us biologically. Sometimes it happens, says Rav Nevensol, to those who are closest to us ideologically. Now, there's sometimes a phenomena that religious Jews seem to be sometimes more accepting of non-religious Jews than they are of religious Jews who have a different hashkafa than they do. Non-religious people, the people are more distant. Yeah, I understand that. But the people are religious, but they have a different hashkafa. No. That I'm not willing to be so mevater on. That they need to change. No. I'm not going to give in to them. And therefore, Torah comes along and Dafka tells us about a relationship where Aaron HaKohen is willing to be Sameach Belibo Dafka with his brother. So I'll share with you a story about the willingness to be Mevater or difficulty Mevater to those who are maybe closest to our ideology. I heard the story on Friday. In Mishpacha magazine, that came out this past week, there was a tribute to Rav Zvulun Chalav Zatzal, who was the director of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan for many, many decades. And in this tribute, it's just as Shloshim now, and in this tribute somebody writes that in 1985, he arranged, it was the 50th yard site of Rav Kook Zatzal. Cook was Nifter in 1935. It was the 50th yard site. And he arranged for an askara to take place in one of the big shuls in the New York area. And amongst the speakers, the article mentioned there were two speakers, amongst there were probably more. Two speakers that she mentioned was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zatzal. Soloveitchik from YU's younger brother. The other one was of Nissen Alpert. Nissen Alpert Zatzal was probably the Talmud Muvak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. People knew if you want to know what Rav Moshe held about something, you could ask Rav Nissen and what he said. The Talmud Muvak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. But he was a Rebbe in YU. And he was also the Rav and of, I think, the Agudas Yisrael of Far Rockaway, if I remember correctly. And the article writes that Nissen Alpert spoke at the Saskara, and he quoted a number of different tshuvos that Rav Kook had written, and he analyzed the tshuvos and had an aras on the tshuvos, and that was the askara that he gave. And he said there that you might be wondering what a Rav from the Aguda is doing at an askara for Rav Kook. He said, but if you read Rav Kook's tshuvos, would have your answer. That's what was printed in Mishpacha magazine. So I mentioned the story to Rav Avishai David, who used to be here in YU many, many years ago, in Rosh Hashiva Torah Shraga. And he told me he was at that Askara. But he added on an interesting footnote. He was very close to Rav Nissen Alpert. He said Rav Alpert told him that before the Askara, very choshev a Rosh Hashiva, the Yeshiva Shevelt, from the world of the yeshivas, called up Rav Nissen Alpert and tried to convince him that he shouldn't speak at the Askara. Shouldn't speak at the Askara. Why not? Told him, listen, it's true that Rav Kook was an Adam Gadol, but he wasn't one of ours. He was from a different camp. Nissen told him that unfortunately he was quite sick at the time, suffering from cancer, and he passed away a year and a half later. I don't remember exactly how much. So he told the Rosh Yeshiva, he said, I need zchuyos. I need a lot of zchuyot. What greater zchus can I have to talk in an askar of someone who had such ahavas Yisrael, like Rav Kook? Went and he spoke at the askar. Sometimes it's so hard for us to identify with those who are somewhat close to us ideologically, but they're not exactly in our camp. And there's so much to be learned and so much to be gained by just putting aside our personal ego, our ideological egos, and being able to truly be happy for everybody. We need to really work on being Talmidim of Aaron HaKohen, who's Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Oev Esabrios, everyone. Not only people who were far, but people who were near. Not only people who agreed with him, but people who disagreed with him. He just was Oev Esabrios. Mekarvan la Torah. And that's why Aaron was zoche to wear the Choshen HaMishpat on his heart. Because his heart was truly the heart of all of Bnei Yisrael.